Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Always interesting when we bring on one of Crowder's former teammates, because you never know.
I think some of them hate me, but they'll never tell me on my show. You know what I'm saying?
Trent Green had PTSD because moment that he came on, he was like, oh, hey, I could tell he was shaking. Anyway, we'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Gus Frerotte, longtime NFL quarterback, Pro Bowler in 96, if you remember. And went 9-6 with the Dolphins in 2005, where he was a teammate with Channing Crowder. He is the host of Huddle Up with Gus. That's a podcast that you can hear on our own radio.com network. You should subscribe to it. You could download it at radio.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And Gus Frerotte is joining us. And what is your memory? I get, you know, you played for the Dolphins with Crowder, but Nick Saban was also the head coach. I can't stand that dude. And so I wonder, did that season scar you for life, or are you over it?
I don't think I'll ever get over that season, but, you know, as far as Channing goes, there's probably things that I could say about him, but we're on public radio, so I probably shouldn't. So, you know, being in the locker room, you hear a lot of stories. I was a lot older than Channing, so I didn't run in the same circles. But, you know, if some of them were true, they're pretty good.
Listen, doing the show with them for many years, they are all true. Every single one of them.
And Gus, the rookie show, I don't know if you saw, but the rookie show with bringing in the stripper, that's already out. Somebody wrote a book about it, and I don't know who told him the story, but yeah, the stripper thing's already out. So if that was one of them, bro, we're good to go.
That's definitely one of them.
Crowder said the same. Crowder said the same thing.
Probably one of the best things I've ever seen in 15 years in the NFL.
Crowder has told the story, and it is in a book now because it was private for many years. But Crowder hired a stripper to come in and dance on Nick Saban, and Nick Saban ran for his office after a couple seconds from the way the story is told. Like, do you remember saying to maybe some of the other veterans, because it was your first and only season with the Dolphins, do you remember like thinking to yourself, like, what the hell is this dude doing?
Yeah, you know, and you know, Nick, like, if you can picture somebody that has a mortified look on their face, that was the ultimate look that Nick was giving at that time. But, you know, Nick is very straight-laced, very buttoned up, kind of, you know, tight ass, if you want to say. And then all of a sudden this happens, and I'm like, God, maybe that's what we need on this team, just to lighten everything up. But, you know, I don't think no matter what Channing was going to do to Nick, you were going to change him, buddy.
Yeah, man. And I can't stand him, bro. I tell the stories about when I'll say, hey, how's your wife? And he'll tell me, she'll be a lot better if you can cover her back on third down. Like, he was, bro, he was a, like you say, tight ass to me. But, Gus, I've never asked you this. As the starting quarterback of his first season in the NFL, he treated you the same way he treated me?
Oh, yeah. He and I went nose to nose many, 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 many times. And, you know, that was one thing that everybody said, you can't talk to Nick that way. I'm like, screw that. I You know, I'm putting my all I got into this. I'm 35 years old. I'm you know, in best shape I've been in a long time, and I feel great, and I love this team. I love the people we had there, and for him to – I just saw him treat people a certain way, and I didn't like that, and I knew that I wasn't going to let him get away with treating me like that as well. And that's why I was only there a year. I should have been there a lot longer.
Whoa, now I'm intrigued because I can't stand that dude. So Nick Saban tried to be – college, you know, godlike Nick Saban, and you're a longtime NFL vet, and you're not going to be talked to or treated that way. So, like, was there tension from you know, practice one?
Well, I think it all started. I'm sure Channing has told this story before, though. You know, we had Junior Seau there. He was the ultimate veteran. He was the guy that everyone respected around the league. And he was our leader. He was our ultimate leader for the Dolphins that year. And, you know, after the first training camp and, you know, we had a great morning practice. We meet with Nick. There were eight of us that were the leaders of the team. And we're in the meeting. We said, we love everything. We love working hard. We want to win. All we want to do is win. We don't care about working hard. You can push us. But we asked one thing. Can we take our helmets off after we do our active stretch? And he just said, yeah, sure, whatever. You know, and then we go out and we're all watching Junior. Second practice. You know, we go through our active stretch. Junior takes his helmet off, and you know, everybody else does, and Nick just went ballistic on us. I don't know if you remember that, Channing, but he went ballistic, and right there, he lost a lot of the team. He definitely lost Junior Seau that day.
And, Gus, I didn't know. Bro, this is revelatory to me.
I love this.
You wanted to be there longer? Because, bro, we had a crazy stretch of quarterbacks after you left, and then they did the Breeze, and Pep comes in, and Joey, and Cleo Lemon, and all those guys. Bro, you wanted to be there longer?
Yeah, man, I loved our team. I loved being in that locker room. I liked our team. Yeah, I could deal with the coach. I played for, you know, up to that point, I played for five other coaches. I've been through the ringer, man. I really liked Coach Linehan, and, you know, I know Coach Linehan wasn't happy there, but, you know, I had a contract, and I had an escalator clause in my contract that boosted my salary. And Nick basically told me, like, I can't pay you. You're too old to play anymore. We're going to bring somebody else in. And then the next sentence is, hey, do you think I should take Breeze or Culpepper? And I'm like, okay. What? You really going to ask me that?
No.
What?
No. You?
This is unbelievable. So wait a second. So he's telling you, I'm not going to pay you what your escalator calls for, so you're going to be gone. And then Nick Saban asks you for help in picking the next Dolphins quarterback?
Well, yeah. It's like, okay, what do I want to take? A guy with a bad shoulder or a bad knee?
Oh,
you know,
God.
He knew I played with Dante, but he knew I had played with Dante before, and I wasn't going to talk bad on Dante at all. I mean, I love that guy. And, you know, and I said, look, it's up to you. That's your choice. You're the leader of this team. But, you know, you got to make that decision. But I'm not going to put any words in and make you think a certain way about either one of them.
Well, Gus, I know you've heard what went on when he tried to take Pep out and put Joey in. But I'll tell you, you would have loved the day that Pep cussed his little ass out because Pep let him have it in that bubble, Gus. Get your little short ass away from me. I'll whoop your ass. But, Gus, he let Saban have it. Boy, I wish you were there.
Well, I wish I would have loved it. I'm going to have to ask Dante one day on my podcast about that. But, you know, Channing, we as much as, you know, we despise some of that stuff that happened, I really did. I felt like that team, if we had another year together and we were coached right, we could have done great things. And the first year of any new coach and you win 9 games, that's pretty amazing. I've been around a while to watch. And that team, everybody loved working hard. Everybody put in the effort. And we were close. We were really close. We just happened to play one of the best teams ever in the NFL was in our division.
Gus Frerotte is with us. He mentioned his podcast. It's called Huddle Up with Gus. You can get it on radio.com. You can subscribe to it wherever you get your podcasts and download it, and you'll get some great stories from Gus Frerotte. I'm just blown away, though, because it sounds to me, and maybe you can confirm this or not, sounds to me like Nick Saban is the worst coach you ever played for in the NFL. Yes or no?
Maybe. I
say
think,
it.
You know,
and
the reason I say that, as far as coaching goes, I think he knows what he's doing. But as far as dealing with the players, I don't think he knows what he's doing at all. So
yes,
there's a fine line there.
And if you had a different coach, that 9-6 season or that season or future seasons may have been much better for the Dolphins if they weren't saddled with Nick Saban.
I think it just hurt the franchise. You know, he leaves after, I don't know, what was it, 2 years? And, you know, that anytime you got to keep searching, we see in the NFL when teams try to do that and organizations try to do that, as the Browns, you know, Baker Mayfield's been in the league, what, 4 years now, and he's had I don't know how many different coordinators already. So yeah, it's tough when you got to keep changing like that. And I think the Dolphins are too proud of a franchise to keep going through that year after year after year.
So if you ran into Nick Saban somewhere, would you say hello? Would you be cordial, or do you have bad feelings about him?
No, you know, I'm cordial. I don't go out of my way or anything, but I was at the Senior Bowl 1 year, and he was there and bumped into him and just said, "Hey, coach, how you doing?" And he looked like he didn't even know who I was. So that was about it. And,
you
know,
not
much more than that.
I mean, you're in the NFL for years and years and years. This son of a bitch is pretending like he doesn't know who you are?
Well, hey, look, all I could say is we had a hurricane come through, and the next morning we had to be in the practice facility. So that sums it up right there.
Ugly human, an ugly human.
yeah, Gus. Well, you're talking about Dolph. Let's go to Dolph, because I could do this all day, Gus. Because like you say, it's funny you say that. I tell people, Nick Saban told me, I'm talking about Gus, more times than I can remember, what play was coming next. He would tell me, but the way he told me was so nasty, Gus. He wouldn't say, "Hey, Crowder, they're going to throw the weak screen away from Trips." He'd be like, "Hey, Crowder, they're going to go at you. They're going to go to Trips, and they're going to throw the ball to your running back because they know you can't cover. Are you going to make the play?" He would just say it so nasty, but he would tell me the exact play that's coming. So I'm torn on Saban, too, because I respect his football mind. But I don't use hate that much. I think I hate him as a person.
Well, I'm sure there's a few in the line with you, so you're not alone in that stance.
And so let's go. I want to ask you about Tua, Gus, because you played for a long time, man. And this is a big conversation down here with Tua. Fitzy starting right now, Ryan Fitzpatrick, and Tua playing. There are two sides of this, Gus. There are start the young guys now and let them get experience. And when that side talks, they bring up Manning. They bring up Russell Wilson. They bring up Cam Newton, Deshaun Watson, Lamar Jackson. You know those guys, Big Ben. But then there's the side that put them on the shelf. Let them, you know, let them see. Let them learn. Patrick Mahomes played behind Alex Smith, and he's the best quarterback in the league. Aaron Rodgers, Brady, Steve Young didn't play for like 4 years. What side are you on with a rookie quarterback? The start now, or let him develop?
Well, I hear you. Well, you know, Ryan Fitzpatrick is one of my good friends, because when he was a rookie, I was with the Rams. So, he was in his second year. So, but I still treated him like a rookie. So, Ryan is a good friend of mine. And for me, when you have a young guy like Tua, who has an amazing amount of talent, but can be behind and be with somebody like Ryan Fitzpatrick, who's going to share information and knowledge with them, and, let him come into this league, because we all saw what happened to Joe Burrow last week. I mean, the kid had a great game, but, you know, it's hard to play quarterback when you're laying on your back the whole game. You know, and for Tua, I think that him coming back after an injured, I think he was injured during his senior year at Alabama, and coming back and getting a year to get under his belt, I say let Ryan play, let him lead the team, and let Tua learn as much as he can. And, you know, if things happen to where, God forbid, something happens to Ryan, then I think that Tua will be ready. But I'm on the standpoint of, you know, let the kid sit back and learn, take it all in, and then really, you know, you're going to use your draft, your offseason, to put some players around him that's going to enhance your team and get the Dolphins to where they want to be.
Gus Frerotte is with us, one of Crowder's former teammates, Dolphins quarterback for one season, and most importantly, got a new podcast. And you can get it at radio.com, Huddle Up with Gus. You enjoying doing podcasting stuff?
I do. I've done over 80 episodes now. I've interviewed some amazing people, friends I've met along the way, acquaintances I've met along the way. I just interviewed Randy Cross is out this week, which he's a three-time Super Bowl champion with the San Francisco 49ers, long time. You know, he's an announcer. He's been doing football for a long time. And the amazing thing, when I talked to him, he said he never lifted weights until he got to the NFL. And he's a center and a guard. And I said, how is that possible? He said, I just didn't do it. I didn't like it. And they didn't care. And I'm like, wow, that would never happen today. But I get to interview great people. From my first ever was Roberto Clemente Jr. We had a great show. Hearing about stories about his dad and his family to you name it in between. And so it's been a lot of fun. I really enjoy it. And people can find me at huddleupwithgus.com. I have a great store on there that has some cool items on there. You can go get a mask, whatever. But it's been a lot of fun, and I get to interview a lot of people and friends that I've met along the way.
Well, Gus, you got you a subscriber, because I ran the music in the locker room when we played. I don't even listen to music anymore. All I listen to is podcasts and talk radio.
The music. You weren't old enough to run the music.
Here we go. Here we go. Let's bring it. Bring it, Gus. Bring it.
Over in the
tell
corner where we had the store, who ran the music?
All I know is I wasn't old enough for the Dolphins, like, to run the music, because Junior was there. He got to run whatever he wanted. But finally, when I went in 2008, I was 38 years old playing for the Minnesota Vikings, and I finally got to run whatever I want in the weight room, in the locker room, you name it, I got to do it, and boy, did I.
What was it? What's the first CD you played?
Oh, man, I just go back to some, you know, I played a lot. I had a lot of music on, you know, back then it was I had a little red iPod, and I bet you I had 500 songs on that thing, and, you know, I just hit mix and let it play. And, you know, it could come anywhere from Earth, Wind, and Fire to Led Zeppelin, you name it, it would come up.
Oh, I like that. Sounds good. Awesome. Gus Frerotte, check out his podcast, Huddle Up with Gus. And we got to have you on to talk more Crowder stories and Nick Saban stories. I'm just delighted by that. So that dude, that fool, told you all to put your helmets back on after he had said you could take your helmets off?
Gus, Hawk hates him.
Yeah,
he hates him.
That's how you know what?
It's not even football stuff. I've heard so many stories of how he treated people at that Dolphins facility. You know, people that are not high-profile people. I just don't like people like that.
No, man, you got to show kindness, empathy, everything, and that matters no matter whether you're running a football team, you're running a business, or you're just running your family. All that matters, and if you take it the wrong way, people aren't going to like you very much.
Yeah. Somebody asked me one time, what person in your life, if you found out they were an alien, you would not be surprised. And Saban popped up in my mind in a second, bro. I swear, it was a random question on a radio show, and I said, oh, Nick Saban, if he wasn't from this earth, because the sympathy and empathy and all those human things you just said, Gus, he doesn't have that in him.
Nah, you know, when I called up after we had the hurricane come through, and we had to go in the next day after the hurricane, and there's my family. We have no power. We're trying to figure out what the heck. I've never been through anything like this in my life. And I called up, and I remember I called security, and they said, oh, yeah, coach is already here. He cut two trees down with his chainsaw out of his driveway. He's waiting for everybody. You got to get in here. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. You're like, what am I back in college here? Like, who does this guy think he is? Oh, my. And I can't believe he big-timed you when you saw him at the Senior Bowl. I mean, this is crazy stuff.
Well, he just, that's just Coach. But, you know, that's just how it goes. You know, and the other thing about Coach Saban is that he was going to run it the way he ran it. He wasn't going to make it like anybody else thought it should be. And whether he thought you liked him or not, it didn't matter. He was going to coach and run the team the way he thought it should be run. So you got to respect a little bit about that. But, you know, it's about all of us together. It's not about one person. Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Yes. All that is great up until he ran his ass out of town. Airplane. Crazy. All right. Gus Frerotte, check out the podcast and get a Nick Saban sucks mask up there, and I'll come buy one right now. HuddleUpWithGus.com. We'll have you on again, Gus. That was fun. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Hawk and Crowder. Appreciate you guys, man.
There you go. Bro.
Gus Frerotte, former Dolphins quarterback. That was delightful. I had the time of my life.
Bro, I've talked to Gus a couple, you know, during that year and a couple times since. I've never asked him about saying. I didn't hear any of those stories till today, till a minute ago. Yeah.
I mean, he says day one he lost the team. I love that. Yeah. That's revelatory. That is excellent.
Yeah. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.